You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
All right, any more requests for your rider?
Sparkling water that's gone flat, room temp.
Can I have a pep talk before I go on stage?
We get a rider, maybe chips.
I'd like to request a music industry ecosystem that uplifts the whole community.
It's Industry Rider on 95BFM, a New Zealand Music Month special with Stella Huggins and guests.
Hi, I'm DC Maxwell. Industry frameworks that I think are most integral for uplifting artists in the music community is probably our venues. I know venues like the Wine Cellar I'd been going to since I was like 14, 15 probably, asking my parents to bring me there for shows that we would put on, and just to continue going to them now as an adult, and just to see how much myself and my friends have grown as musicians. I think it's so important that musicians of all levels have the space to explore and be creative and decide who they are as artists and have a safe space to do so. So shout out to the Wine Cellar and all those amazing venues that keep providing that for our community. Yeah, I do often think about how my music might connect with an overseas audience, but at the same time, I think it's incredibly important for me to sing and be an artist that is from Aotearoa, New Zealand. When I'm writing songs, I always think about the characters in the songs as New Zealanders and the environments that they're in as New Zealand environments, because I think it helps me to get to a kind of deeper truth in my songwriting. I wasn't always like that. I think when I started writing songs, something I did a lot was like singing an American accent, or God forbid, a British Arctic Monkeys accent, and it took me a while to get out of that. But I actually don't think it's possible to kind of get to any kind of deeper truth in your music if you're like putting on a voice or trying to talk in a way that doesn't represent you. I think New Zealand music has a huge audience overseas as well. There's just bands in New Zealand that people don't really know or respect incredibly highly that have huge clout overseas. And it's kind of only when you go overseas and you see the sort of godlike level of respect that lots of people give New Zealand bands that you realize like the music that's happening here is actually incredibly special. I think just putting your music out there, finding people online that you connect with who might be at a similar stage in their careers to you, reaching out to them and trying to start a conversation or talk about their music and kind of connect. I think it is really important to have an international community, because music is such a beautiful thing, and when you connect with someone that you can understand through their music, it is really beautiful, and I think it is worth kind of stepping out of your comfort zone to do that. I feel like I felt kind of supported by my community in writing the song Lone Rider. I lost a couple of friends to suicide, and it really sucked and was hard to get over that. But coming out of the grief and kind of realizing the impact that those people had on my life and the kind of wisdom that they'd shown me in my younger years, and how they still were kind of teaching me wisdom and being with me, even though I kind of was in a different plane of existence to them. So it's kind of weird, like I felt almost guided by the love of ghosts. I don't know if that's weird, or like the memory of people that are no longer here, but when they were alive were huge parts of my life and huge parts of the New Zealand music community. So yeah, I think that is a beautiful, if not strange and weird, version of music continuing to support people. In the rain, there's not a lot about myself that my mouth allows me to speak.
glance that made me weak. We were born into a world that said it's wrong to love a man. Well, I'd burn in hell for 1,000 years just to hold your calloused hand. You're gone, but I carry on, a lone rider in the rain. Told me one way or another the pretending would have to end. You died alone in a motel room full of whiskey and pills. You lived to note it, said you'd see me again at the end of the trail. You're gone, but I carry. In the rain, you're gone, but I carry on, a lone rider in the rain.
That was Industry Rider on 95 BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.